one ha'ara. I think it's a ha'ara and a flaw that I saw in the Sefer Imrei Tzvi. So we quoted the Sefer Imrei Tzvi earlier in the Masechta. The mechaber of the Sefer Imrei Tzvi was a yid by the name of Tzvi Hersh Tzalal Yochin, ha'mechune Kohn. So he was a Galatiana, Litvisha gadol who made aliyah. He went to Eretz Yisrael. The sharplot of his sefer, which was printed, I believe, for the last time, in Tof Resh Pei Dalet, it says, Menuchas Kfoide Beharazes and Birushalayim Yirakoytesh. But either way, he was a tremendous guy. And he had Askama for Abitzko Chonon, he had Askama for Abshmul Misalant. And on this Gemara, right here, on our Sugya, the Sugya of the Ben Tzayir Umayra, and specifically the Sugya and the Halacha that says that in an Asa Ben Tzayir Umayra, unless he eats a certain shear and a certain type of meat, and also Yayin o Italki, it has to be Italian wine. Now, why does it have to be Italian wine? It's Pashup Shah. Some people prefer Italian wine, Beseder. But this is a din, that the only time he's Nasa Ben Tzayir Umayra is if the wine that he drank was Yayin o Italki. So Pashup Shah is because it's Meshubach. And being that it's Meshubach B'yoysas, he has to drink the wine that's Meshubach, the wine that's going to be Moshach. So as Kasha was from the Gemara Masechtas Psachim, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Betchivah. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, Kishahoyim Mevi'in Nesachim, when the Kayhanim would bring wine as Nesachim, so they would bring it Mi Yehuda, from the region of Judea, Yehuda, and Lehoyo Yenam Shal Yehuda Machmetz Achenoisnin Letoichan Tzair. The wine was so good that if you wanted to make it Chaimetz, you literally had to put Tzairin in it. Otherwise, unless you went proactively and figured out a way to make this wine not such good wine, it had no way of going bad. Vayukayrin Oisai Chaimetz Tam. The Achshav, but now, Zok Rashi, La'achash Shecharev Beis HaMikdosh, Ein Yenam Shel Adumiyim Machmetz, Ache Noisim L'Toichen Tzairin. Now the wine that we have, the kosher wine, the Eretz Yisrael D'Gayayin, is not on that level anymore. You want to know what wine is on that level? It's the wine that comes from Edoim, V'Koyer Noisai, and in fact, it's that wine that we refer to as Chaimetz HaAdoni. What's the point in this? Zoch Digmar, L'Kayim HaShinema, it's coming to Mekayim, the Pasuk that Rashi brings a Chumash in the beginning of Parashas Toldos, it's a Pasuk in Yecheskel Chav Vav Beis, Imala HaCharava, Imala Zu Char Vazu, Imala Zu Char Vazu. And that is, there's this relationship between Eretz Yisrael and Edoim. And the relationship is Mikatza el akatza. So when it's imolazu, when Eretz Yisrael is knacking, then it's charvazu. And when it's molazu, when Edom is knacking, it's going to be charvazu. But it's more in the Gemara, specifically as it relates to wine, that up until Churban Beis HaMikdash, the best wine was the Eretz Yisrael the good wine. In fact, the wine from Edom was inferior wine. La'achas shechar beis hamikdash, it went fakert. Then already the wine from Edoim, ein yenam shal adoimi emachmitz, at shenoisim l'teichin soirim. Which wine is the not such good wine anymore? It's the Eretz Yisrael digger wine. Now we know that Italy is Edoim, right? Edoim is specifically from a geographical perspective. It's where Jordan is today. Petra Jordan today, I believe, is what the ancient Edoim was. But the point is that we all associate in halacha, this truvis, kiyodua, that the Italians were very, very much associated with Edoim. Which means if yayin italki is the yayin hameshubach, that means right now it's ein yenam shaladumi machmas achanois multaychen sayim. So this guy in ass, the Baal Imre Tzvi, a beautiful kasha, he said that it's mavur, that when it comes to the Ben Sayer Umayr, which wine does he have to drink? The Ayin Oitalki. When was there a Ben Sayer Umayr? Now, could be never, right? But when was there Koloimar Ben Sayer Umayr? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was Mises Besin, which had to be at least 40 years before Churban. Okay, so Taisva says, L'Tzayr Shah something, up until the Churban, right? Once it's Churban Beis HaMikdash, at that point, there's no Ben Sayer Umayr. Bezbanche Beis HaMikdash Ayukayin, Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, the best wine was not coming from Italy, the best wine was coming from Yehuda. This was his kasha. So he says a Chiddush, he says that it could be when Chazal say, Imala HaCharava, Imala Zu Charvazu, Imala Zu Charvazu, it could be that wasn't totally in Churban. It could be as soon as Edoim started putting their tentacles into Eretz Yisrael and they started having some shlita, some governance over the Holy Land, at that point it was already a bechina of Imalazu Charvazu, where everything was starting to turn. And the truth is, this already started you read Yosef and Ben-Gurion, Josephus, and 100, 200 years before the Churban, when the Chashmainam, who were very influenced by the Roman government, and certainly Beis Hordas, etc., etc. So if you study a little bit of the history of the latter years, and really the latter decades, and maybe even centuries of Bayesheni, at that point, Rome has a tremendous shlita. And he said it could be some of these simonim of Imala HaCharav started playing themselves out. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says on the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Betchila, meaning, so Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi sounds like it was far the churban, noch the churban, imal ha'chrova, and we're dealing with churban beis hamikdash. He says mitoychemer akushya. Maybe that's what it is. But the truth is, you have to know. I mean, you always have to know. But specifically with this, you have to know. And the reason is because, you know, we made a big deal about this, that when you talk about wine, so wine has different qualities. Wine is mesameach, wine is meshaker. Rava said, wine can open up your mind, chamer v'rechani pikhin, right? Wine can also do bad things, misham meyu, right? There's not good things that come from wine as well. But there's different bechinis of wine. When we talk about the wine, as relates to the Bensayer and Meyer, we're not dining what's the best wine necessarily. I don't know if, as it relates to Simcha, v'yayin yisramach levavenoish, v'lai ivri yayin elu nachem avenim, and litin schar l'rishon, I don't know if this is that necessarily the wine. This is the most addictive wine. It's yayin that's moishach. This is a sugi of moishach. It's not a sugi of misamech. Now, obviously, wine is misamech, which is part of the reason it's moishach, right? The two are not completely mutually exclusive, right? Anyone that's ever had a glass of wine understands that. But at the same time, the punchline over here is we're looking for the wine, not that tastes the best, not that's the most misameach, but the wine that's moishach the most. Could be, that's a different sugi. And for that, maybe you're ready, it could be yayin or italki. Either way, it's a beautiful aura, and I just thought it was kedai to speak it out. It also brings out this inyan that we're talking so much about a little bit in a nuanced way.